and welcome to another edition of the UK Law Weekly podcast with me, your host, Marcus Cleaver. The case that we are looking at this week concerns compensation for road traffic accidents. This is an area of the law that was recently reformed by the Civil Liability Act 2018. That act sets out a regime for claims relating to whiplash injuries, but this case was all about situations where pain, suffering, and loss of amenity was caused by both a whiplash injury and a non-whiplash injury. What used to happen in these sorts of cases was that a judge would assess the pain, suffering, and loss of amenity for each injury and assess the damages that were due. Then they would take a metaphorical step back and consider the overall pain, suffering, and loss of amenity for all the injuries and make an adjustment to the total so as to avoid overcompensating or undercompensating the victim. The problem is that under the Civil Liability Act 2018, the assessment of pain, suffering, and loss of amenity for whiplash injuries was fixed at a lower tariff amount that can only be varied slightly by a judge. Both of the claimants in this case suffered whiplash injuries and non-whiplash injuries. The pain, suffering, and loss of amenity for the whiplash injuries were thus assessed according to the tariff amount, and the pain, suffering, and loss of amenity for the non-whiplash injuries were assessed according to the common law. During the metaphorical step-back exercise, both claimants had their total compensation reduced. The case made its way to the Court of Appeal, and there were basically three different approaches that were suggested for resolving this case. The first approach was suggested by the defendants to the proceedings. They argued that both pain, suffering, and loss of amenity caused by both whiplash and non-whiplash injuries was already compensated in the tariff amount, and so only pain, suffering, and loss of amenity from exclusively non-whiplash injuries could be added on top. The second approach was argued by the claimants. They argued that the pain, suffering, and loss of amenity for non-whiplash injuries should have simply been added onto the tariff with no deduction for overlap. The majority in the Court of Appeal ultimately adopted a third approach, which reflected what the judge had originally done in the case. They held that the tariff amount should be added to the pain, suffering, and loss of amenity for non-whiplash injuries, and then a step back should be taken to avoid overcompensating or undercompensating the claimant. The case went before the Supreme Court, where it was up to the justices to decide which approach was best. Ultimately, they agreed with the Court of Appeal and went with the third approach. This was on the basis that the Civil Liability Act 2018 is specifically directed at the pain, suffering, and loss of amenity for whiplash injury claims, but does not limit the damages available at common law for non-whiplash claims. The problem with the first approach was that there was nothing in the legislation to suggest that non-whiplash injuries fell within the scope of the reforms, and in any case would require an unrealistic level of precision when trying to work out the different aspects of pain, suffering, and loss of amenity. Meanwhile, the second approach has the problem that it ignores the issue of overcompensation. The third approach is therefore the most sensible and reflects the legislation most accurately. It allows a judge to assess the tariff amount for the whiplash injury before assessing the common law amount for the non-whiplash injury. That total amount can then be adjusted as is appropriate based on the facts of the individual case. Overall, I think that this is the most sensible approach, but the decision does highlight some of the concerns and problems with the Civil Liability Act 2018. The aim of the statute was to reduce the number of fake whiplash claims, but in doing so it has thrown the baby out with the bathwater. Now motorists who have suffered a genuine injury are unable to get proper legal representation, and the compensation that they should be entitled to has been greatly reduced. In the meantime, hopes that the legislation would reduce premiums for other motorists have proven unfounded, as any savings by insurers have not been passed on to consumers. The only thing that this case proves is that judges are doing the best they can with a bad system. Well, thank you very much for tuning into this podcast, and thanks as ever to bensound.com, who provide the theme music. A quick reminder before we go that if you would like to support the podcast and help to keep it ad-free, then you can subscribe to my newsletter and earn yourself some nice perks, including more content from me each week and a free ebook on how to answer essay questions on a law degree. Recently, a subscriber got in touch with me to ask about the plans from the government to create the first smoke-free generation and some of the legal and political implications around this. I'm hoping to write a piece on this subject this week, so if that is something that you're interested in, then do be sure to check out the link in the episode description. I'll be back with another episode next week, but for now, bye!